Good morning. It is 10:02 a.m. We are here today, September 14, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 20-004, JRN Air Conditioning and Refrigeration, Inc. versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellate JRN please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Julian Newcomb, attorney for appellant JRN Air Conditioning, and with us as our institutional representative is Mr. Cesar Cordero. He's the operations manager.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GMHA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Meenakshi Himlani present for the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Also present is Lillian Paris Posadas, who's the hospital administrator, and William Kando, who's one of the associate administrators.
Thank you. May proceed.
Thank you very much. Council, this morning we were supposed to be starting the formal hearing. And late Friday, I received...
Thursday.
Emails from Jarek saying that there was a request to take this hearing off because GMH is going to cancel the bid and isn't going to rebid it.
That's correct. And I advised Jarek from the OPA and Ms. Newcomb as soon as I learned of this. And that's why the hospital administrator and Mr. Kando are available to explain why I learned so late and why this came about. So maybe I can turn it over to them to provide the timeline and reasoning for why they're doing this.
Yes, this is William Kando. I'm the Associate Administrator of Operations. After we got a chance to really think about this, because we've been very distracted with COVID since March, and we recently had repaired our boiler number two. Which we were not really certain whether we were going to be able to repair it or not, actually had a change order where we actually had to clean it. They had to do more cleaning to see if they were going to be able to complete the job. And so I believe that was completed in, I want to say, May of this year. So we've been running on it, and it appears that we're going to be able to operate on that boiler without a problem, and it may even last us for the next 5 years. So, giving careful consideration to that fact, and in conjunction with our Army Corps of Engineers assessment, which we're planning to build a new hospital, we feel that we should try to repair number one as well. And that way it would be a much better cost savings for GMHA and the people of Guam. Does it make sense to buy a new boiler if we're not going to be here beyond 5 to 7 years? And so it took us time to come to that decision and realization, just because we've been just so distracted. We've been doing quite a few renovations both here at GMH and also at the skilled nursing facility in response to COVID. And so we've been very focused on our chiller at the skilled nursing facility, because that became our COVID isolation facility. And so we finally got a rental. We're still trying to proceed with a permanent solution for that, but we're trying to bring up our isolation facility as soon as possible, because we're just being overwhelmed at GMH with COVID patients. And so we need to be able to surge into that facility as soon as possible once we've figured out a way to staff it, which we're working on. We've been working on that for the last couple of weeks.
This is Lillian, and if I may also just reiterate that, yes, it may appear that, yes, it's a last minute thing, but again, because we have been just inundated and really immersed with all this COVID crisis that has been hitting us, and the census continues to increase, and not only the numbers of COVID patients coming into our facility, but the acuity. These people are coming in more sick, more critically ill, that we've had to really shuffle things around within our acute care here on this side. Not only the bed capacity, not only with, you know, making sure we have the beds for these COVID patients who need ICU level of care, but the staffing. The staffing has been also a challenge for us, you know, just juggling around the staff, the nurses, that we need to make sure are available for these patients. And though that's been really at the forefront of what we've been doing on a day-to-day basis. And so, yes, we kind of forgot about, you know, the boiler room, the boiler, because it's working. The one that got repaired is working. And so realizing that it's working well after it got repaired, you know, maybe it is a better option to just get the number one that we had originally planned to replace with the new one. If the repairman said that we can get it fixed and save us some money, then definitely that was the choice that we then decided, okay, if it's going to save us some money, you'd use some of the funds that we were going to put on that to then continue this COVID situation, then, you know, that was what we felt was the best option for us.
Okay. Let's stop for a second. I know I have not put the two of you under oath before you gave your testimony, but I spent two days last week sitting at my desk reading every single document that's been filed in this case. If memory serves me right, this boiler is for the SNF or SNU, not for main GMH, isn't it?
No, sir. It's the boilers are at the GMH. The chiller is at the SNF.
On the RFP, isn't it marked for SNU?
No, sir.
No, sir, that's not the plan.
I thought my reading of the IFB had in parentheses SNU.
We can verify that.
Mm-hmm. We will look at that for verification, sir, but it's definitely GMH.
And Jaren's understanding has always been that boiler number one was at the main hospital.
Okay. Because I was going through the documents and I even brought Jarek in. I said that it looks like it's SNU.
The chiller is for the SNU.
But this RFP, I mean, this IFB was marked SNU.
We can verify that, sir.
If the boiler was cleaned back in May, we went back into PCOR 1 and we were still at a very low occupancy at the hospital. We were very low at the time. In fact, that was the reason why we went to PCOR 2 and then 3. Why wasn't this taken off the Do you know how many hours all the rest of us have gone through in preparation of this? Ms. Newcomb, your counsel, her billable hours. For everything that she's had to do since she came into this case late, I'd love to see what that bill is. In fact, I'm going to request that Ms. Himlani provide me a copy of her billing statement to the hospital for this case. And if I decide to not go forward, I'm going to grant Ms. Newcomb at least that many hours, or that many hours times her billable time, her rate, and have GMH pay that, because this really is irresponsible. I got paid a fraction of what the attorneys in this case are getting to sit through and read everything in preparation for this, only to find out that you're going to pull it at the last minute. Ms. Newcomb, I'm sorry. I'll hear from you at this point.
Thank you. I'm not sure whether you were able to see the letter that I did write in response to Ms. Himlani's communication.
Yes, I did.
I propose as a middle ground approach, maybe perhaps just take the matter under submission with some opportunity for further briefing, but I understand the OPA's concern for incurring more attorney's fees on both sides for this. So really appellant Jaren is really gonna take the advisement of the OPA at this point on how to move forward. We do maintain the position that regardless of the hospital's decision to pull this bid or cancel this bid and reject all the prospective bids that were submitted, there's still merit to JRN's grievances with the procurement process in this. But again, it's appellant is definitely more interested in trying to figure out what's the most practicable resolution now in light of what GMH has shared with us within the last few days or so.
Okay. Let me look at this and I will take it under advisement. Ms. Himlani, do you wish to be heard?
No, Public Auditor. I think on behalf of GMH, I had the same questions and concerns that the OPA and Ms. Newcomb had as to, you know, we should have brought this up sooner. My understanding is that in May, when the boiler number 2 was repaired, I don't know at what point that discussion was made with the entire GMH management that this was a possibility for Boiler 1, but I know that in July when this case was handed over to me, I basically handled it. And our last filing, the original filings after the agency statement and procurement record was in early August, and it really wasn't until the following month in September that I discussed in detail this case again with GMH and when this came up. So I apologize as well, but you know, we could have saved a lot of time and hours on this, and I don't know what else to say about that.
All right. I'll take matters under advisement. Please provide me the number of hours that you've billed to this case, including today.
I will.
Would you like to give us a deadline for that information?
Yes, by Wednesday.
Understood.
Will both counsel be submitting that? Yes.
Ms. Newcomb, provide me with your billable hours and your rate.
Yes, sir.
I have nothing further.
Thank you for your time.
We'll adjourn. Yes, Ms.
Newcomb. Question. Would the OPA and you, sir, also be giving some kind of substantive decision as to what we're going to do with this?
Just yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:18 a.m. Thank you, everyone.